two disciples had returned to Jerusalem after their walk to Emmaus and back. The conversation with Jesus on the Emmaus road has brought some comfort, but may have raised more questions. The maelstrom has emotions, including shock and grief at Jesus' death, confusion and disbelief at the disappearance of his body. However, as Jesus eats with them, these feelings give way to an expression of pure joy. And when Jesus explained the scriptures of them, understanding of the truth about who he is, knowing that the disciples experienced times of anxiety in their journey of faith can be encouraging to us and offers an opportunity to explore how we respond emotionally in different situations. What would help our minds to be open when we are distressed to know the peace of Christ and trust in his word?
Reading from Luke chapter 24. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified, and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why did doubt arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See, that is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in the joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of boiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to proclaim in his name for all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things."